Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As we begin this week, I want to welcome you back. If you've been searching and wondering what happened, I posted at the beginning of last week. I was out of town helping with disaster cleanup in Amory, Mississippi, and so did not have consistent internet connection, did not have electricity where I was staying, and so took a break from the daily broadcast and devotion time, but back today, and hopefully be able to continue for a while. Nothing currently on the schedule that would take me away from it on these weekday mornings, but that's where I was last week. Yesterday spent day with my family, and so back on schedule. This week we're talking and praying about prayer. And Sunday's message was a road of prayer. We've been looking at this extended theme of the road to resurrection, and looking at the road that Jesus walked on, the path that he took in that final week leading up to the cross, and considering what that means for us and how we travel a similar road in being resurrected with Christ. And part of that road is this road of prayer. The life of Jesus is marked by a life of prayer. In the midst of busyness, in the midst of life, even when the demands of people might have been tempting, there was always a deliberate effort to withdraw, to pull away from the crowds, to pull away from all of the clamor of life itself, to spend time with his Father. And we see that not only throughout the ministry of Jesus, we see that here in this final week, as he deliberately takes time to pray. He takes time in the upper room to pray in the midst of this remembrance of the Passover, of the deliverance from death for the firstborn of the Israelites who had put the blood of the Lamb on their door. And he took time to pray in the garden, knowing what was about to transpire would not only change his life, but would change the lives of those who had been following, of those he had chosen. And so as that time comes, Jesus prays. And I love how he sandwiches these two times of prayer, the prayer that we read about in John 17, the prayer that we read about in various Gospels, but in Luke 22, as he encourages his disciples to pray with him, as he withdraws a little bit away from them, but encourages them to watch and pray. Between those is a statement to Peter himself that he would be sifted, that he would be shaken, but that Jesus had prayed specifically for him, and that his role would be to strengthen the brothers, to strengthen the rest of them after he was sifted, after he was shaken, after he returned. And so today, as we begin this week focused on prayer, we're going to begin with a prayer of joy. So many times we pray in the midst of tragedy, in the midst of hardship, in the midst of need. And because that seems to be the focus point, we lose sight of this important aspect of prayer. Paul wrote to the Philippians in chapter 1, verse 4, "In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy." A lot of all in there. Very short verse. In all of his prayers for all of the people, always. Paul prays with joy. Now that takes practice, that takes wisdom, that takes understanding, that takes the Spirit of God. Because we encounter things in life, we encounter things in our own life, we encounter things in the lives of others, we encounter life itself in ways that aren't always that joyful. That are not joy-producing events. As I mentioned, I was in Mississippi last week, and as a side note, if you have opportunity, if you're considering, how can I help those that are struggling so mightily? On my way home from Mississippi, I was kind of staying ahead of most of the storms, at least a couple hours away from home, where a whole other series of tornadoes tore across parts of the U.S., taking more lives, causing more destruction. And if you've seen those photos and video on the news and you're thinking, what can I do? I would encourage you to look up IDES, International Disaster Emergency Service, IDES, out of Noblesville, Indiana. They're consistently looking for volunteers, looking for funding, looking for people to partner with them as they partner with local churches to take help and hope in the name of Jesus. But one of the tasks that I had was to do the initial assessments, to meet homeowners for the first time representing the North Boulevard Christian Church of Amory, Mississippi, to walk the streets and to pray. And in the midst of the rubble, to be able to pray with joy. Not as an in-your-face kind of thing, but as a product of the lives of those that I was there to meet. The joy in their life that they had been spared. The joy in their life that help was there. The joy in their life that someone cared. The joy in their life that God had not forsaken them. You see, when we look at what it means to pray with joy, we look at the lives of others and we consider them as a valuable person because they are created by God and in His own image. And we have times that we disagree with people, we disagree with the way they live, we disagree with what they believe, we disagree with so many different things. We're kind of disagreeable people. Well, unless someone chooses to be just like us. It doesn't take very long of reading the various letters that Paul wrote to the churches to discover that, well, that he disagreed with some of the way that they were living, the choices they were making, the way that they were, well, not living out the Christian faith. And even in the midst of having to address those issues, Paul was filled with joy because they wanted to follow Jesus. They weren't doing it perfectly. We aren't either. They weren't doing it 100% of the time. We aren't either. But Paul prayed with joy in all of his prayers, all of the time, because he wanted and he knew the power of God to transform lives. Today, as you consider the people around you, they may be people in your home, they may be people in your workplace, in your school, they may be people in your church, they may be people that you encounter randomly, the first reaction that crosses your mind might not be joy. And I would encourage you to consider what it would look like to pray at all times for all people with joy. Because as you pray for people, God motivates you to love them. And I think sometimes we think we pray for people because we love them, and that has an element of truth in it. But if that's where we leave it, there are a lot of people we'll never pray for. But when we begin to pray with joy, God develops the love within us that we ought to have. And I believe it's one of the reasons that the Bible tells us, and we'll talk a little more about this through the week, the Bible tells us to pray for our enemies. Because then we begin to love them like we ought to. And I think joy is one of the key ingredients. A deliberate choice. Again, joy is not the same as happiness. I've always loved the explanation that happiness depends on happenings. Joy depends on God dwelling within us. And when we pray with the heart of God dwelling within us, we begin to love like Jesus. Just spend some time today praying with me. Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself and given us the things that we need in order to accomplish what you've created in advance for us to do. Father, I do continue to pray for those in so many different areas that are in the midst of recovery, that are in the midst of cleanup, that are in the midst of trying to figure out what's next. I pray for my friends at IDES who continue to reach out to partner with those local churches to help the local church be the light in their community that you want them to be. Father, I pray for those that you may be calling to volunteer, to step up and say, I can help. I can help clean up. I can help cook meals for volunteers. I can help in whatever way. But Father, in the midst of it, I ask that you would help us to grow in the way that we pray for everyone, that we would pray with joy. Not just joy for the people that bring happiness into our life, not just joy for the people that we like to have around us, but that you would help us to pray with joy for all people at all times. In all ways. And Father, as we begin to grow and learn to pray with joy, that your Spirit would change, not simply change those that we're praying for, but that your Spirit would change us. Father, that the joy that we live with, the joy that we pray with, would be such that Jesus is made known in a clearer and greater way. Father, that we would not simply look at circumstances of life, but we would look beyond those. Just as the Bible tells us, your word tells us that Jesus, for the joy, considered the joy set before him. He endured the cross. he could see the result of the hardship. He could see the result of the death. He could comprehend that without death there would be no resurrection. And so, Father, help us to pray with joy as we consider what the hardships of our life produces. What it produces in us, what it produces in others. And God, today, as we go about life, as we interact with people, as we simply have people that you bring to our mind, and we wonder, why am I thinking about them? Father, remind us to pray with joy for every person that we consider today. And may we wake up each day with that same commitment that we would pray with joy. And Father, as the joy of your Spirit within us grows in us and it spreads through us to others, may your world, your kingdom, your domain, your place of existence expand throughout all generations. And Father, as we pray with joy, may we be deliberate in lifting up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.